Dr. Kayyum dictating an assessment, January 20, dictating a psychiatry note on an established patient, January 23rd, Mary Lynn, Marylynn, Ostrowski, Ostrowski, is the patient, chief complaints, I've been feeling better, unquote. Patient's mental status continues to show improvement. Patient is now back to work part-time, is functioning well. Today we discussed the possibility of her returning to work full-time, which she feels comfortable with. Parapsychiatric history, there has been significant ups and downs in patient's recent past because of separation from her husband, ongoing stressors related to her son, Mickey, who is 16 years old, alcohol and substance abuse, patient denies use of alcohol or drugs, appearance, groomed and appropriate, gait and station, normal, steady, mental status examination, reviews a cooperative individual who is oriented in all three spheres, speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed with no evidence of any form of thought disorder, mood at the present time was seen to be normal, thymic, affect was somewhat anxious but appropriate, no perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content when questioned specifically, patient denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No gross cognitive impairment, neurological system, no history of headaches, pupils equal and reacting to light, no neurological symptoms. Problem number one, major depression recurrent. Problem number two, anxiety. Problem number three, family stressors. Diagnosis 296.32, axis 1D. 300.02 treatment plan, continue Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams POBIDTRN. Number three, continue individual therapy. Number four, follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient in the dictation. Dr. Kayyum dictating, today's date is January 23rd, identifying information, Kimberly Hennessy, Hennessey, vital signs are height 5.5 inches, weight 135 pounds, BP is 96 by 62, pulse is 51 per minute. Chief complaints, the holidays were difficult, unquote. History of present illness, patient continues to struggle with issues related to chronic pain. Her daughters were at home for the holidays, and this she described as stressful, as one of her daughters was going through a difficult breakup. Past psychiatric history, long-standing history of mood and anxiety disorders. She has also had difficulty with attentional issues. Currently is maintained on medications, alcohol and substance abuse history. Substance abuse, patient denies use of alcohol or drugs. On appearance, well-groomed, and appropriate, gait and station, normal, steady. Mental status examination reveals a pleasant, cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Features seem to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed with no evidence of any formal thought disorder. Mood at the present time was seen to be dysphoric, depressed, affect was anxious, and apprehensive. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content. Denied suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. Neurological system, no headaches, pupils equal and reacting to light, no neurological symptoms. Recurrent depression, problem number two, anxiety, problem number three, chronic pain syndrome. Diagnosis, axis 1A, 296.32, axis 1B, 300.02. Treatment plan, continue the current dosage of Lamictal, Xanax. In addition, number two, patient is also maintained on Vicodin and Soma prescribed by a primary care physician. Number three, continue individual psychotherapy. Number four, follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient. End of dictation.